from Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka Basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org and the City of Wetumpka.
Well, good afternoon and good evening here in Pike Road, Alabama. And when one season closes, another one opens. Football season just wrapped up last Friday with Wetumpka's loss to Saraland in the playoffs, and it means the start of basketball season here in Alabama. Welcome, everyone. My name is Mitch Petrie. Alongside me, Chandler Ward and Deacon Meeks running the camera for us tonight. Things are about to get underway here in Pike Road. The varsity girls up here first. JV game ran a little bit late. And so as we get ready for this game, the Wetumpka girls team last season facing the team that ended their season, a 54-23 loss to Pike Road. You've got to imagine that this Indians team, coached by Coach Winchester, is ready to get this thing underway. And now before we jump into tip-off, Chandler, what are our keys to the game presented by REMAX Cornerstone Realty?
Well, for starters, Mitch, you're definitely looking at the defense. You know, after that playoff loss, you're thinking, hey, our defense, let's get in there. You know, I want to see some aggressiveness. I want to see a close score and not let it get out of hand's reach. Also, something we should be looking at would be Queen Ballard. Not only should all of us, but Coach Winchester herself has said that she believes that Queen Ballard, she's going to drop double-doubles almost every game, and that is just unbelievable.
Yeah, we'll see if she lives up to expectations. And real quick, before we get into tip-off, we'll jump into our starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. Starting at the guard position will be number 2, Aaliyah Humphrey. Number 10, Maya Richardson, also getting the start at guard. Layla Culpepper, the recent softball commit, will get the start at the small forward position. Number 22, Logan Banks, is going to get the start at the power forward position. And Queen Ballard will start at the 5 spot, wearing number 44 in the center position. Now everybody's out on the court, and we are ready to get things underway here in Pike Road. And it's a start to the Indians basketball season. Official with the ball in her hands now, and as soon as it launches into the air, we'll have a new season underway here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Tip goes off the hands of Patriot number 1, Sheree Martin, and the Indians will inbound the ball from the sideline. Now, officials, quick stoppage here. Not sure that they were in a position. And it is a tight gym in here, so you'll see lots of people packed throughout the sidelines as Maya Richardson goes down, and she kicks it over to Aaliyah Humphrey, looking for Queen Ballard inside, tips out of her hands, and Sheree Martin will come the other way for the Patriots. Dancing at the top of the line, she'll pass it over to Camille Moore. Now Moore signaling for some plays, she wants a screen. Great off-ball defense by this Indians team so far. Not letting anything get inside the arc easy. A lot of movement up at the top of the screen. Martin will pass it down low. And they'll call a travel on the play. Turnover for Pike Road on their first possession of the game.
I agreed with you, Mitch, that around the arc defense, not letting them come in at all. And when they do, force a travel on them.
Yeah, that's a great way to start things off here. A great start to the season for this Indians team. Now, bringing the ball down the court is still Humphrey. She'll be the primary ball handler for this Indians team. Looks down low to Queen Ballard, who finds an open woman and pulls for 3. No good for Maya Richardson. Just a little bit too strong off the back of the rim there. Now coming back the other way, it'll still be Moore. And this Patriots team, they love to pass around the top of the arc. Catch and shoot 3. Won't go down for the Patriots. Rebound by Ballard. And she'll find Richardson all the way down low. Goes up for it, but just a little bit short. Maybe looks like it might have hit the bottom of the backboard here. Now Patriots coming back the other way. And a block from Queen Ballard. A real good job to stand tall and get her hands up. Ball will get poked out here. And now Patriots with a little bit of a fast break, but no, sir.
And Logan is just going to sit there. She's not letting that go through easily, and she's going to just slam that out the way.
That was Logan Banks on the block there, and an absolutely great job to stay straight, get her hand on just the ball, and not draw a foul.
That's what you want to see.
Now Patriots inbounding from their own baseline right here. Ball slip out of the hands of the first one, and that was Hayden Scott. Now ball in the hands of Martin. Passing around a lot at the top of the arc here. Patriots looking for a way into that paint, but they can't quite find it. This Indians defense holding strong so far in this one. 6 minutes, 15 seconds to go here in quarter number one. They'll kick down over on the wing, far side. And as they go for the pass, it's tipped by Maya Richardson. She'll get up and force the Patriots to inbound the ball here yet again.
So far satisfied with that defense. As I was saying earlier, you know, you want that defense to stay locked down, and they are obviously showing that.
Showing it they are, as Edwards stands at the top of the arc now and passes it over to Moore. Patriots definitely taking their time here on the offensive side of the ball, trying to get things rolling, but still this defense holding strong, not letting anything go inside, not allowing any open shots either from beyond the arc. Now Moore is going to lose the dribble a little bit, but she'll pass. That ball is tipped by 14, Layla Culpepper. And now Culpepper just inside of the three-point line, long range two, won't get it to go. Rebound from Banks. Oh, she almost got it off the top. Another offensive rebound. And there goes Queen Ballard putting on the foot. First points of the game here for the Indians. They lead it 2-0 with 5 minutes and 25 seconds to go here in quarter number one.
A little bit of a struggle there trying to get it in, but Queen Ballard with her 6-2 higher is going to prove that she's got that.
And a big steal from Culpepper makes a man miss, but won't get it up in through the hoop. Now coming the other way are the Patriots going straight up. And they'll call a foul there on Logan Banks. A foul on the shot, and it'll be number one. Sheree Martin going to line for the Patriots with a chance to put them on the scoreboard here. Still 2-0, 5 minutes and 7 seconds to go here in quarter number one.
Aaliyah Humphrey pointing out something on the floor, saying her shoe's slipping up.
Well, unfortunately, it's not like college ball where you've got the mop men ready to come out and to clean this one up. So I think it might be one of those things you have to deal with it as Martin puts in the first one, the first of her two free throws, straight through the net, touching nothing but the net and the hardwood, and then, of course, the official's hands. Second free throw, nothing but net again for Martin. She ties things up here at 2, 5 minutes to go in this quarter number one. And a long-range two pull-up jumper from Richardson won't go down, but she gets her own miss. Tries another one, won't go down this time either. Now bring it back the other way is Hayden Scott.
And Layla Culpepper just taking the ball once again. She's an absolutely dominant defensive player.
Yeah, and they'll get number two, Camille Moore, for the foul there. Now you get some subs here for this Patriots team. As Hayden Scott comes off, Gavin Owens will check into the game. Now Humphrey inbounds the ball here to Richardson. Richardson, somebody who Coach Winchester had praised really highly. She looks down low for Banks. Banks finds Queen Ballard, who's wide open, grabs her own miss. Goes up for it, but they'll call a foul on the shot, and Ballard will go to the line with a chance to earn two for the Indians.
It looks like we've got a Patriot down on the floor here. That's not anything you ever want to see.
And as they get checked out for an injury timeout, we'll take a timeout of our own. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagan is there.
Back now on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Quick injury there, and hopefully everything is all right for that Patriots player. It was number two, Camille Moore, who went down with that injury. We'll try to get a status update for you guys as soon as possible. Ballard at the line with a chance to earn some points at the charity stripe. Knocks in the first one, giving the Indians a one-point lead here. 4 minutes and 34 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Been a rather quick-moving first quarter. Not a lot of stoppages so far outside of that injury timeout. A couple of free throws here and there. Ballard shooting her second. Rattles around a little bit, but it drops in. Two-point lead for the Indians, and they lead it 4-2. Now Wetumpka just caught sleeping right there in transition, and nobody home as number two. I'm sorry, it actually wasn't Camille Moore who went down. I'll try to find that information for you as soon as possible. Now Culpepper passes down low to Ballard, who puts it right off the top of the rack, but Logan Banks gets that offensive rebound, and ball still in the Indians' hand, and his three from Richardson goes. Won't get it, but she gets her own miss, puts another shot up, and what a great showing on the offensive glass here for this Indians team early. Now coming the other way is Patriots. A little bit of spacing issues. It's number five, Ashley. Move it around, and a long shot from there. Long range two goes down for the Patriots. They take a lead. Their first of the game at 6-4. Coach Winchester will take her first time out of the game, and as they take a timeout, we'll take one of our own. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Now here at Pike Road, Indians inbound the ball, and Culpepper will find Ballard down low, puts up the shot, can't get it to go. A blow stoppage on the court. It'll be a foul.
And I believe that might have just gone out on the Patriots.
Might have gone out indeed. Not sure whether it was a foul or not there. Catch and shoot three from Richardson. Gets her first bucket of the game. And a nice shot there. That's something Coach Winchester has really praised all season long, is that three-point ability of Richardson, as the Patriots turn the ball over right at the bottom of the arc on the wing down there. And it'll be Aaliyah Humphrey to inbound this one. Gets it into Richardson. Richardson will pass it back to Humphrey. Humphrey passes to Ballard. Ballard finds Culpepper out there right at the top of the three-point line. Some good ball movement here from the Indians. And as I say that, ball's tipped right into the air into the hands of number one, Trey Martin. And a foul on Queen Ballard. And the Patriots will be forced to inbound this one. Inbound the ball successfully to the Patriots. And a three from down in the wing.
Very high arc there.
A little bit of a moonshot there. Not going to go. And a pass from Richardson over to Layla Culpepper. Finds Ballard down low in that low post. Ballard back up to the top. Culpepper's got it now. Humphrey standing right below midcourt. And as she goes for the pass, she'll be fouled.
Lexi Smith waiting to check in.
Indians here getting ready to inbound at this one again. And the quick stoppage for subs. Lexi Smith will check into the game for Queen Ballard, who comes out after getting quite a few rebounds and a few points in a good first quarter for this Indians team. Now, Lexi Smith's trying to make her presence felt here early. And Culpepper goes for a deep two. Won't get it to go, but a hustle rebound from Smith, who puts it up and won't get it to go. That rebound goes to Ashley Lee, who's now taking it the other way for this Patriots team. Finds Morton, who's looking for somebody to give the ball to. She finds somebody that'll be Moore, guarded by Richardson. Ball goes back over to Martin. Martin still on this outside of the three-point line. Indians playing some really tight defense, not letting Ethan go. Ball's poked out by Richardson into the hands of Lexi Smith, who finds Richardson wide open for an easy layup. Indians take a three-point lead here with just a minute and 48 seconds to go in this first quarter.
And aggressive, aggressive, aggressive. That defense just continues to just amaze us.
Queen Ballard come back up to the scorer's table. She'll get ready to check in for somebody in this next stoppage. Picks up her dribble. Oh, the long three won't go for the Patriots. Rebound goes the way of Humphrey. Humphrey trying to go coast to coast. She'll go up for the shot, and she gets fouled on her way in.
Patriots coach just continuously screaming for a timeout, and he's just not getting one.
Yeah, well, not many, only three officials in here. He was trying to get that timeout, but officials didn't hear him. And now Humphrey would go to the line, shooting two off the foul on the shot. First one, nothing but net. Indians now in double-digit figures, leading by four with a minute and 23 seconds to go in this first quarter. Humphrey preparing to shoot her second. And nothing but net. Indians stay good at the free throw line, and they'll take a 11-6 lead. 12-6. 11-6. Now Moore driving on the inside, but she'll get fouled on her way in. And more free throw opportunities here, as a bunch of the football team decides to show up.
A little bit of the baseball team there, too.
Well, welcome, boys. There's not a lot of seating in this gym, but hopefully you can find some space somewhere.
Always love to see support for the Indians. So, hey, standing doesn't matter.
As the first free throw from Martin rattles around and drops through, giving Patriots just a four-point deficit and chance to cut it to three here with this next free throw. Now Martin getting primed for this second free throw. And nothing but net. It's good. And the Indians lead now at three.
Two-score trade there. Humphrey puts up two. And they're just Patriots going to knock right back at the door and put two up for them.
Now Indians with some good ball movement. Culpepper facing a little bit of a double team here. Passes it back to Humphrey. Humphrey setting things up here. Lexi Smith catches it on the wing. Goes for the pass down low. Ball's kicked around a lot of places. And it'll be Patriots ball. We'll call a kick ball on the Indians. Now Moore handling this ball again. First time Indians defense has come out beyond the three-point line. The woman missed.
And that is going to be Zaria Peak just absolutely hammering her and getting an and one off that layup.
A great finish there from Peak. And at the line with a chance to earn an and one opportunity. Now Peak shooting that and one opportunity. Rattles around a little bit and it'll drop through. Three-point play here for Peak. And she comes into the game and makes her presence felt just about immediately, forcing that turnover and getting the and one bucket.
Got about 30 seconds left in here, and that's going to be just another and one. Patriots might just once again send it straight back at the Indians.
Yeah, trading punches here a little bit early in this first quarter. Chance to cut this lead to three. London Coleman at the line with a chance for the three-point play. A little bit too strong off the back of the glass. Rebound will go the way the Indians. Peaks dribbling down for it. And she'll pick up her dribble. Trapped by the double team and tipped by a Patriots defender. But Lexi Smith sticks with it. Finds Queen Ballard down low. Who puts it up and in. That's her sixth. That's her giving her 6 points on the night. Now the ball's all over the floor. Lost it. Lexi Smith's driving inside. Ball gets blocked, but the officials will call a foul. And a strong finish from Lexi, even though she got some contact. She'll need a chance to earn those 2 points back at the free throw line.
And Smith just got absolutely hammered down there, but she shows her resilience, and she's going to go up for her two.
16-10, the Indians lead it with just 6 minutes and 6.4 seconds. Sorry, left to go here in this first quarter. Smith shooting her first free throw. And nothing but net. Indians stay perfect on the free throw line.
Could have just jinxed them there, Mitch, but hey, you never know. Announcer jinx is a thing.
I think it is, but it's an important statistic here, and it's given the Indians quite a lot of points as the charity stripe tonight as Lexi Smith shoots her second free throw, and wow, you called it. Maybe a little bit of a self-inflicted miss there, courtesy of myself, as Patriots won't get a shot off before this quarter ends. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with second quarter action here in Pike Road, Alabama. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
Protect what matters most with State Farm Agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video, live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Welcome back. It's time for second quarter action here in Pike Road. Indians currently lead it 17-10. As Patriots had possession when the quarter ended, so they'll get the chance to inbound the ball here. It'll be Lee getting ready to inbound this one. And there's the sound of the official's whistle. We're back underway here.
Maya Richardson just starting off aggressive, forcing her backwards a little bit there.
Yeah, Indians trying to play a little bit of tighter defense than they originally showed, coming out beyond the three-point line now, and it's working out well for them as here's a turnover, and it comes the way of Peak and passes down to Humphrey, who goes up, almost a chance to finish with a tough bucket, but she'll get the foul called on the play, and she'll go back to the free throw line where it feels like a lot of the Indians' points have come here tonight.
Absolutely, and that would have been a beautiful layup there. Just jumping backwards, getting pushed backwards, that would have been just absolutely phenomenal.
A little bit of a fadeaway layup there as Humphrey shoots her first one. So a little bit short, rolls off that front rim and over. And when you're getting a lot of free throws, like the Indians are right now. What does that kind of do for your team?
Just kind of gives you just like a little bit of a break there, you know, Mitch. You don't have to be running around as much and tire out, and it kind of just gives you a relief during this game.
And this is the second one, but a rebound from number 22, Logan Banks. But she'll lose it on the way down, and it'll be Patriots ball coming the other way. Now coming the other way and firing all the way down to the corner of the wing. And that was Zoe Render, who lost it on the baseline and dribbles it out of bounds. Turnover, and now Indians ball.
And we're seeing more baseball players from Wetumpka entering the building. And you just, once again, you just love seeing that support from local Indians.
Yeah, I know both coaches are thrilled to see some extra black and gold in the building. It's a packed house here in this Pike Road Patriots gym. A little bit surprising considering the Patriots have a second round playoff game that they are hosting tomorrow night. Down low to Ballard and catches Richardson wide open on the three. Won't get this one to go in a hustle play. And we'll see which way the officials call it. Not sure who touched it last. Indians are staying down on this end of the court. It'll be Indians ball.
Officials having a little bit of a talk there, though.
And they'll say it's Patriots ball. I think that was the right call.
Saw a little bit of just a one-on-one down there with Queen Ballard and a Patriot just tussling for the ball. But I agree, Mitch. I think it should be a Patriots ball, and it will be.
And a quick little stoppage there. There were some Skittles that got spilled onto that far end of the court. They are now off the hardwood, and players are back on it.
And they are full court pressing.
Yeah, some tight defense from the Indians here. Trying to make the Patriots make a few mistakes as Lee dribbles down inside. She's looking for Hayden Scott, who goes up for it, and they'll call Logan Banks for the foul, much to the dismay of this Indians crowd.
Yeah, crowd's not having it, but hey, a call is a call. Can't overturn it.
It's a basketball, and there's plenty of fouls that go both ways, and of course, you're always going to support your team as Scott goes for the first free throw. It's a little bit too strong. Just hits the back of the rim and bounces straight up into the air.
And Culpepper will come in for Logan Banks.
Another substitution here. And Indians still lead it 17-10. 7 minutes, just over 7 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Scott makes the second free throw and cuts the Indians lead to six now. Humphrey will pass back over, and some good ball movement here from the Indians on this side of the court. Patriots coming out in that full court press, but still finding some space.
A little bit of a slip up there.
Yeah, Humphrey loses the dribble, but now you got Pike Road. Patriots picked up their dribble, and tight defense by Lexi Smith.
Smith having a 2-on-1 there.
And an up and under shot from Moore won't go, or Scott won't go. Now coming the other way is Richardson. Finds a pass down low and a good save from Culpepper, but saves it to the wrong team. Patriots and coming the other way. They'll say she stepped out on the baseline. Oh, they'll call a foul. It'll be Indians ball.
With that save attempt, Culpepper just launches herself into the bleachers.
And if you can see, if you're listening on the radio, you've got about maybe a foot and a half from where the baseline and sideline ends up until the bleachers. So it is a packed gym in here. Pike Road opened as a 2A school back in 2010. They've grown to a 6A school. Gym doesn't quite reflect the size of their school body now. As Lexi Smith picks up her dribble and passes it over to Richardson, who passes it into the hands of Humphrey. Humphrey stepping back here a little bit, looking for some space, finds Lexi Smith down in the corner of the wing. Goes for the three, but she'll get fouled, and she looks a little bit shaken up. Hopefully she's all right. She's been a huge help for this Indians team so far.
Grabbing at her knees, and that is, once again, something you don't want to see from either team.
She's walking off now. She looks a little bit shaken, but she'll be at least good to take these free throws and maybe have a substitution come on after the fact. Now Smith shooting three free throws here. She was fouled on the three-point shot attempt. First one rolls off and in and brings this Indians lead back up to 7 points. 6 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Smith shooting that second free throw. Nothing but net this time. Goes down through the hatch real easy.
We're gonna see Kai Dillard come in for the Indians. Well, never mind. They're going to pull her back out.
Well, I think she's going to come in for Lexi Smith, but can't substitute the person taking the free throw. So you'll have to wait until the next stoppage to get a substitution. Now Smith shooting the third free throw. And she goes
three
for three.
She's going to make them all three.
Nothing but net that time. Indians lead it by 9. Now that substitution will be made. Kai Dillard comes onto the floor in place of Lexi Smith. Indians still coming out in this full court press, really applying the pressure defensively here. As Moore goes down low, tries to take it herself, but won't be able to go. Good rebound by Dillard and passes it back into the hands of the primary ball carrier, Humphrey,
who's struggling a little bit, but it's going to be out of bounds on the Patriots.
Happens right in front of us. We'll get to see some action up close and personal.
Oh, and the ball's coming to us.
Whew. Get worried about my equipment there for a second. Always got to keep that head on a swivel.
Gonna come back into Humphrey here.
Yep, and Humphrey being guarded tight, but that leaves a wide open Maya Richardson. They're passing around some good ball movement here from the Indians. Three from Culpepper, a little bit too strong, but she'll get the hustle play, get her own a rebound. Still good ball movement from the Indians. Another catch and shoot, this time from Richardson, won't go. Rebound to Martin. Now Martin passes down low. She'll find Hayden Scott, who puts it up and in and cuts the Indians' lead back to 7.
And a well played right there. You know, got to scope out the area, make sure you're looking for your teammates, and she did it well. Sniped downfield and got them an easy 2 points.
Got them an easy 2 points. She did. Not a lot of contact. It's a half to finish through. Now Richardson wanting some movement, and she'll pass it over to Humphrey. Humphrey passes down to the 5, Ballard. And some good ball movement here at the top of the arc for the Indians. And Humphrey went up for the shot, but had nobody to pass it to, and it'll be a turnover on the Indians. Kai Dillard gets a hand on the ball, and they'll pass it around. A long three from Martin won't go, but an offensive rebound by the Patriots. It'll be Lee. She passes it on over, and another three coming this time by way of Scott again. Won't go, and rebound goes the way of the Indians, and Kai Dillard has it now.
Defensive play there.
Tries to find Ballard down low, and as Scott gets that turnover, she'll travel, and it'll go back the way of the Indians. Ten. Yeah. And Patriots just took a timeout. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
I'm Chad Berry. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Berry at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
That Patriots timeout, 4 minutes and 22 seconds left to go in this first half. Indians lead it 20-13. It'll be Culpepper to inbound this one. She'll get it over to Richardson. Richardson, a dangerous shot maker, and she'll get the double coverage and find Lexi Smith wide open down low. A high three comes off, and it'll go off the side of the backboard.
And I gotta say, Mitch, it was definitely touched by a Patriots player. It was definitely tipped a little bit, but refs, I guess, couldn't see it, and they're gonna give it to the Patriots there.
And that's all right here. Indians still lead it by 7. Maybe a little bit of a missed call, but it's always tough in those bang-bang plays.
But that's okay, because this defense obviously wants to make up for it. But they will draw a foul in trying to.
Yeah, that foul will go on number 21, Zaria Peek.
And she seems to be limping a little bit. Zaria Peek is limping just a little bit here, and that's not what you want to see.
No, not at all. She came in that first quarter, and the moment she did, she forced a turnover and took it all the way herself, making that presence of hers felt early. Now, Martin will inbound it for the Patriots down from the baseline. A little bit of conversation here with the refs trying to figure out exactly what went on during that play. It's the beginning of the season for everybody, not just the players, but the refs also. So got them a little bit of slack. All right, thumbs up, whistle blows, and we are ready for action here in the Patriots gym. Inbound and immediately goes up from Hayden Scott, who gets a few friendly rolls and falls down in the hoop, cutting the Indians lead to 5. 20-15 here. Indians lead it. 3 minutes, 43 seconds left to go. And they'll call a jump ball. Ashley Lee was fighting tough for it with Lexi Smith. They'll call a jump ball, and still waiting for a signal on which direction this jump ball will go. And they'll call in for subs as Humphrey will come back into the game and Peak will come off.
Now, that's probably a little good for Peak because, as I said, she was limping a little bit and kept looking over at the sidelines looking for a sub there. So probably a little smart to take her out and risk any further injury.
Yeah, plenty of time as this season goes on. It's a long season with plenty of games to be played. Humphrey will inbound the ball to Culpepper, who passes it over to Richardson, standing right at midcourt, and gets the ball back into the hands of Humphrey. Good ball movement here from the Indians once again. A really good ball movement. Looking for an open shot on the three-point line. Now Humphrey's going to come in low, and Lexi Smith from down low won't be able to get it. Three-point shot no good for the Indians here. 3:18 to go, and Patriots working quickly the other way. Pick up the dribble, and they'll slow things down here just a little bit. Martin coming in low, and she'll pass it right into the hands of Culpepper. They've got some numbers. Looking for an open Lexi Smith, but just a little bit too strong. Pass was just a bit too far in front of her. It'll be Patriots ball and a turnover on the Indians.
Patriots seem to be playing a lot more aggressive on defense than we saw in that first period, and it's coming to show, you know, they're holding the Indians to a lot of points, but here the Indians are firing back with their harsh defense.
Yeah, as the ball gets tipped up and away, but it'll go out and off the hand of an Indian, and Patriots will inbound the ball. It'll be Martin from right in front of us. Almost hit Coach Winchester in the face on that inbound, looking for some tough contact, and we'll call a foul on Queen Ballard, but she was straight up in the air, and Hayden Scout will go to the chance and shoot some more free throws. Coach Winchester looking for an explanation from the referees as Scott prepares to shoot her first free throw on this trip to the line. High up in the air, rattles around, and no good. Lead stays at 5 for the time being. 2 minutes and 53 seconds left to go in half number one. Indians still leading. Now, referees asking people to clear out a little bit. If you're not watching on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network's YouTube and Facebook page, and you're listening by way of 105.1 WRFS, it is a packed gym in here, about 8 rows of bleachers on either side, and I would say just about every seat in this place is filled. You've got people now standing at the bottom of the baseline as the second free throw from Scott won't go.
And the Pike Road student section has overflowed so much that they are sitting on the floor.
And that three from Smith rattles around in and out, and they'll call a jump ball on the floor. This time, it will go to the Indians. Last jump ball went by way of the Patriots, so keep trading back and forth. Sorry, it'll be Patriots ball. Now Patriots will inbound it. See if the Indians continue to come up and place some defensive pressure. They're coming and trying to trap her on that line. Can't go over and back, and it gets a hand on it. Does Richardson, and the ball is saved by the Patriots. And Richardson looking for an outlet. She'll find Layla Culpepper at the top, who cuts down. Smith now working around, tries to find Queen Ballard down low, and they will. Now Humphrey trying to finish through some contact here. A three from Richardson, nothing but net. She's got it this time. Second three-pointer of the night for Richardson.
And that shows you exactly why Coach Winchester is eyeing out Richardson.
And Lexi Smith forces a turnover. She'll try to take it herself. Up and in, and a quick 5-0 run for the Indians to bring their lead to double digits.
And you're hearing the roar of the crowd in here tonight, Mitch. Indian crowd is just having it, and as Pike Road just goes silent.
Still plenty of basketball left to play here, but Indians in a good spot right now, leading it 25-15 with just under 2 minutes to go here in this first half.
Gotta say, they're taking this half very, very short.
Now Lee trying to finish with some contact, won't get it to go. And an offensive rebound from the Patriots trying to throw it off an Indian and get a fresh look at this one, but won't go. It bounces into the hands of Layla Culpepper.
Humphrey is just going to take her time coming to midcourt.
And gets trapped on the double team. Won't find it. Patriots have got numbers, but a great defensive play and a hustle play from Richardson to knock that one out of the hands of Emily Lee. And Queen Ballard wide open down low on the pass from Lexi Smith, bringing this Indians lead up again. Indians currently on a 7-0 run to close out this half.
And that was just an absolutely great look by Smith. She is proving why she should be on this team.
Smith's been a huge addition for this team. And
transferring from Edgewood, correct me if I'm wrong, but she indeed has been a huge addition to this team.
Coming off last year, she actually won the Elmore County Player of the Year Award. So obviously a huge get coming from Edgewood here, 4A school, and now, or 3A, I believe, now coming to the 6A level, maybe a little bit bigger size than what you're used to dealing with. As Zaria Peaks comes right into the scorer's table right in front of us, she'll get ready to go on the court here for the last minute of this first half. First free throw from the Patriots, no good. It's Taylor Edwards at the line here. And Layla Culpepper will come out of the game. Logan Banks will come in for her, not Zaria Peak. As Edwards makes her second free throw and cuts this Indians lead to 11. A three from the Patriots, no good, and a strong rebound from Queen Ballard.
Humphrey showing off those skills there, making a Patriot go the other way with just a simple hezzy.
And a great pass from Lexi Smith down to Queen Ballard down low. Won't get this one to go. And Patriots now coming the other way, trying to get some transition points, and Humphrey goes up for the block, and they'll call it for the foul. Maybe got a little bit of the arm there, and it'll be Ashley Lee going to the line for the Patriots.
Now, it's okay to jump up there with her, but as we saw, Humphrey kind of slapped at it a little bit. If you're trying to block, that's fine, but hit her arm, and that caused a foul.
Yeah, and something coaches always preach is staying vertical, right?
Absolutely.
Straight up in the air. Can't get that arm to come down. Unless
can't turn your body either.
Right. And that first free throw from Leo won't go as Humphrey will come out of the game, and Zaria Peak will check in this time. 45 seconds left to go in quarter number two. Second free throw from Lee, just a little bit too short, and a strong rebound from Banks, who's now taking it the other way, going trying to go coast to coast. Won't get it to go this time, but she'll be called for the foul, and more free throws coming your way. Sophomore Banks at the line, shooting her first of two. Gets a friendly roll off the front rim. It'll go down. Indians with 28, leading by 12 to the Patriots 16.
Culpepper coming in.
And Smith will come out for her. Culpepper's been a great force for this Indians team so far. A lot of turnovers created on her side.
Very big key player to the defense.
And shooting her second free throw, but won't go. Rebound goes the way of the Patriots, and they're trying to get some quick scoring here, but nothing going. Indians playing some tight defense. As Scott tries to go in, she'll get the bucket and one. The chance to cut this lead to single digits heading here towards the end of quarter number two. Chance for the three-point play is Hayden Scott at the line.
And most of these fouls that are getting called against the Indians here on these shooting fouls, you're just hearing a lot from the crowd, and the person that gets called on just seems very confused, you know, so.
It is a packed house here, and you can definitely hear it, hopefully on the broadcast as well, but you can definitely hear it in person here. That and one opportunity for the Patriots, no good.
Zaria Peak is just going to get absolutely held up there, and that's going to go on number 10 for the Patriots.
Now in the bonus here are the, or sorry, Indians not in the bonus quite yet. Looked like they were about lining up to shoot a free throw, but it'll be Culpepper to inbound this one. 26 seconds to go here in quarter number two. And she'll inbound it all the way over to Peak. Peak looking for room to go, but she'll be forced out of bounds. Turnover on the Indians, and Patriots will have a chance to cut this lead even further.
And a little scare for the student section there. Everyone backing up as Peak kind of almost falls into them.
Yeah, if you're on the first row of bleachers, you've got to have your head on a swivel. A foul on the ball.
It's almost like sitting courtside at a college or NBA game. Got to expect for a body to come flying at you at some point.
Yeah, and we'll see how prepared these people are if we cross that bridge at some point, one way or another. Now Richardson inbounds the ball over to Culpepper, who passes it back up to Richardson, looking down low for Banks. Banks with a turnaround shot, won't get it to go. Great rebound from Queen Ballard. Can't get that follow-up shot to go. 2 seconds left to go here in the half. We'll see if the Patriots get a shot off. They do, and it's too strong. Indians will take it to the locker room for halftime with a 28-18 lead. Stick around. We'll be right back on the Wetumpka Sports Network for the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. I'm Mitch Petrie. Joined beside me is Chandler Ward. Indians currently leading it 28-18. And Chandler, what did you like in that first half?
Mitch, as I was saying earlier, for the playoffs at our opening, the defense, we obviously showed that we're coming back, you know, that playoff against... Sorry, who did we play against in the playoffs?
Pike Road.
Well, there you go, you know. Against Pike Road in the playoffs, it was a very choppy game, big score, but we've kept it in our hands, and actually we've kept it quite above our hands, 28-18, and it's just showed that the Indians have definitely stepped up this season.
They have gained a lot of players. First one that comes to mind is obviously Lexi Smith, who is a former Elmore County Player of the Year. She's made her presence felt, had quite a few opportunities to make some threes here and there. And, of course, can't talk about this offense without talking about Maya Richardson. Had 2 3-pointers in the first half, I believe 8 points to her name in that first half. So great showing from her so far.
Absolutely. Maya Richardson, she's a star player, a freshman, by the way, you know, freshman player on varsity, and that's just not something you really see every day for a high school student. So very impressive out of her. Like you said, 2 3-pointers and a couple of twos here and there. So Maya Richardson is definitely standing out to me, and she may just be a very big key player of this game, MVP possibly.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how this second half turns out. Nothing is set in stone quite yet. But a big thing that stuck out to me was, like you mentioned, this defense. But the way they were able to limit Pike Road, right? You first saw them just staying all inside of the three-point arc, right? Just letting the Pike Road Patriots come to them and play with what they're giving you. And then you see about towards the tail end of that first quarter, the Indians switch to a little bit more of that half-court press. As soon as that ball comes over, you've got two people coming up and trying to cap it, trying to trap the Patriots player for force some turnovers, and they did force a lot of turnovers. And what did you see from this defense that you liked?
Well, for starters, Layla Culpepper. She was just absolutely pounding against the defense, and I've got to say, I saw at least 3 steals out of her, and she just continuously hammered their offense and just whittled them down and kept them at that score of 18 points.
Yeah, and if you'll remember, in that Pike Road game, the Patriots put up a large total in that one. They scored a whopping 54 points, and not even close to half of that in this first half. So Indians, compared to last season, doing a good job of limiting the Patriots. Now, one thing that the Indians have a lot of is turnovers. How do you sort of try and clean that up as you get into the second half? I know it's early in the season, and a lot of that comes just with the team chemistry, right? And learning where your teammates are going to be at different times and things like that. You saw a couple of miscues, but kind of, if you're Coach Winchester, what are you telling your team right now?
Well, first off, Mitch, as you said, chemistry. That's obviously a big part. But also, you know, a lot of the girls just kind of seem to be all over the place a little bit. Maybe they forgot what was going on with the play, if there was a play called, or maybe they just, you know, didn't know where they should be. So first off, for starters, you definitely need to know your place. You know, if you're a big, you need to be down in the paint. If you're a guard, you should be around the key, maybe dipping into the two-point range a little bit, but you need to be in your spot and ready to get the ball when it comes to you.
Yeah, you do, absolutely. And I'm sure that those are things that will get cleaned up as this season progresses. Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back to close things out here on the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show and get this third quarter action underway.
Protect what matters most with State Farm Agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more. Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
You're listening to the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Now, back to the action from the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth.
And welcome back. Here are just 25 seconds left to go in this halftime period. Coach Winchester gathering up the girls and giving her a final message. Chandler, if you're in that huddle right now, what are you telling your team?
Well, I'm telling this team that, first of all, keep up the defense. You know, they've been very aggressive, and I, first off, believe that they will stay aggressive. And secondly, I'm telling them, hey, let's keep these really deep shots to a bare minimum, and let's try and keep it in the paint, because those paint shots were working, and they will continue to work if you keep it up.
Continue the work, they will. This Indians team ready to get back to work now into this third quarter action. Patriots will get the ball here to start this half. Now just waiting for things to get underway. We're almost there. Officials waiting for some fans to go ahead and get ready to jump on the spots of the bleachers. Patriots will inbound the ball, and it will be Camille Moore with a rock now. Passing around over to Martin. Martin down, finds an open woman down at the three-point line, but airmails the bucket. Won't touch anything but the hardwood. The ball will go out of bounds. It'll be an Indians ball coming the other way.
And Humphrey took a little bit of a tumble there before that shot was taken. Looks like she might have gotten tripped up or something. So hopefully the refs are keeping an eye out on those kind of things.
As Culpepper almost loses it, and she does. And Patriots will get an easy bucket there, coming by way of Camille Moore, who just took the layup that was right in front of her. Indians lead it 28-20 now. Patriots coming out in this full court press. We saw that a little bit of this in the JV game earlier, and we're wondering if it would pop back out in the varsity game. And as Layla Culpepper gets the ball taken away from her, they'll call a foul on number one, Sheree Martin. Sheree Martin.
Head coach for the Patriots isn't happy about that, and neither are the fans. But you're never really happy when a call goes against your team, so.
Doesn't matter how big or how small, you never want to see that, no matter how it comes. And now people still slowly starting to filter into this gym. It is an actual packed house in here. I don't know how many more bodies you can fit in this gym.
Absolutely. Patriots fans sitting on the floor, and you've got Wetumpka fans literally piled up at the doors.
I mean, it is just an absolutely insane showing here for both teams as Queen Ballard goes for the two and an offensive rebound for Culpepper. She'll put it up with a mid-range jumper, and Banks gets the rebound again, and Indians still just doing a great job of getting their own misses, and they'll call a jump ball as Queen Ballard tries to wrangle that one away from Camille Moore.
Now, I got to say, Queen Ballard with that 6'2 height, there's just really not stopping her from getting rebounds like that.
She's far and away the tallest person on this basketball court currently. And they'll find Humphrey down low from the wing. Nothing but net. Count it. That's a three-point bucket for the Indians and Aaliyah Humphrey. Extending this lead back to double digits now.
And hey, as we were saying, Pike Road scored 54 in the playoff game last year. And the Indians are just kind of proving here that they're going to get 54 this game.
Yeah, different team this season than they were last season, and they are eager to prove it and doing so right now. Humphrey looking for somebody to pass to. She'll get it over to Richardson. Richardson finds it down to Ballard. Ballard finds Culpepper on the wing. No good from three. And an offensive rebound comes the way of Ballard, but she'll airmail it over the top and wrangled in by Emily Lee, who puts it up and in, cutting the Indians' lead to nine, back to single digits. Culpepper. Now Indians coming quickly the other way. Finds Banks wide open. Gets a bucket of their own. Lead back to double digits here for the Indians.
Firing back at each other continuously, and that's just a game you like to see. Very competitive.
Ooh, and a deep three.
And that's the Patriots student section. Wild.
Trading blows here are the Indians and the Patriots. Humphrey trying to make a hustle play and pull it out, and a referee will blow a foul, and now the Patriots crowd has really started to come to life here in this one. You can hear it now.
All their fans are standing up, going crazy, and ref is telling the players, or sorry, not the players, telling the fans to get off the floor. They're just sitting on the court there.
Yeah, I mean, it is. If you are on the radio right now, I'll try to do my best to paint a picture of how packed this gym is. I'm sitting right next to Chandler. There's about an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches of space between us, and that might be the most amount of space between any two people in this entire gym. It
Absolutely.
Is packed. Patriots got it. And they're kicking around now. Ashley Lee looking for a way inside. Goes for the mid-range floater. Won't get it to go. Strong rebound from Banks. Banks will kick it over to Culpepper, and Culpepper looking for somebody to give it to, but the ball's poked away, but Culpepper will take it right back. Says
Wayne Ballard wide open downtown, and that's going to go in.
Everything coming up here for the Indians, it just blows back and forth. It's a high-intensity matchup, and something that we can look forward to here for the rest of that half. As Richardson does a great job putting out the ball, and here comes Smith the other way. She'll step back behind the three-point arc. Finds Queen Ballard down low again.
Foul call.
Can't get it to go, but she'll get the foul called, like Chandler mentioned. She'll go to the line with a chance to earn another two and extend this Indians lead. Indians currently sitting at 35, Patriots at 25 with 5 minutes to go here in quarter number three.
And both teams are coming out of this first half very strong. Bringing up lots of points here. Indians started with 28, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Patriots started with 18?
Yeah, 28-18 was the halftime score, and now 35-25. So still the same lead that it was when it went into halftime after the first free throw from Ballard doesn't go. Ballard shooting her second now. This one just bricks off the back of the glass, but an offensive rebound from the Indians and Culpepper, and they're passing around the top of the arc now, finding Ballard down low again through double coverage. Somebody got a hand on it, but that rebound goes to Banks. Banks can't put it back up and in. A little twirl around shot would have been a nice one, but it goes the way of the Patriots. Patriots coming down the other way. Another three for the Patriots. This time a little bit too strong off the back of the glass. The entire student section stood up and put their three in the air, ready for that one.
Now, Mitch, home games at Wetumpka, a lot of people say that the student section is scary, but for a gym to be this small and that many students here, Pike Road's got a pretty scary student section, too.
And, well, you can really hear just the echo of because of how many people are in here, that every time this crowd starts making noise as Hayden Scott puts it up and in and gets the foul called. She'll go to the line with a chance to earn three. But like I was saying earlier, this gym, because of the just sheer amount of people in it and how small it has got to feel about two or three times louder on the court than it actually is. And that's something that if you're not used to playing in some big packed out gyms and in front of a lot of people might start to get to you a little bit. As Scott here with a chance for a three-point play, Humphrey will come back into the game and get Queen Ballard to check out. Indians lead it by 8 right now. And Scott with a chance to cut that to 7. A little bit too short off the front of the glass. Rebound goes the way of the Indians and Logan Banks. Now Richardson looking down low. Finds Lexi Smith, and she goes up for the shot, but she'll get fouled on her way. She'll go to the line with a chance to earn some points here at the charity stripe. Smith shooting her first of two after the foul on the shot attempt. Nothing but net that time. and makes the Indians lead it by 9. Chance to put it back at double digits if she makes this second one. And she makes the second one, and what a great shot there from Lexi Smith, putting this Indians lead back up to 10. Now coming the other way is Moore. Rolls around and decides if it wants to go in. It'll decide, nope, not today. Banks looking for someone to pass it to. Humphrey makes a play on the ball, and she'll slip on the way out there and chucks it all the way down the court, all the way to Lexi Smith, who goes up for the jumper, little five-footer, and won't get it to go this time. Scott bringing the ball back the other way for the Patriots. And she'll just pass it straight out of bounds. She's expecting one of her teammates to be there. Looking at Emily Lee, but not this time. And Humphrey will inbound it for the Indians.
A little upset there by that pass to nobody, but that's okay. Happens at some points.
Now Banks,
Smith is just waiting down there, but she's not going to get it. And it's going to be Patriots ball.
And Ashley Lee coming the other way. She can't. Emily Lee, sorry. Gets it going that way. And as Richardson is kind of trying to make something happen on the fast break, she'll get a reach-in foul called on her, courtesy of Hayden Scott. Now Richardson getting ready. Sorry, Humphrey getting ready to inbound this one to Richardson, and she does. Richardson looking for somebody down low. Tries the Hail Mary pass down to Lexi Smith again, but can't get it to go. And Layla Culpepper gets her hand in there and forces another turnover. And a sliding Patriot is slow to get back. Indians have numbers down here. And a mid-range jumper right from 15 feet comes from Logan Banks, but won't get it to go this time. And now fast break going for the Patriots. A catch-and-shoot three from Taylor Edwards won't go this time. And ball ends up in the hands of Layla Culpepper, bringing it back a little bit slowly here for the Indians.
And Edwards seemed a little hesitant of that three there. She kind of hesitated, and that might have been the reason for the miss.
Oh, and a three from Aaliyah Humphrey almost goes down. Kicks out at the last second off the backboard and too strong. Now Edwards working the other way, trying to get something back. And Richardson with the rebound, and she's moving the other way. Indians have numbers on the fast break. She'll find Lexi Smith, but it's just off her fingertips.
And Coach now Winchester getting a little upset by that missed catch. Could have been by the throw, not too sure, but she seems a little upset by that one.
Yeah, and we'll get a couple of substitutions here for the Indians. Queen Ballard will come back onto the floor, and so will Zaria Peak. Five out there for the Indians are Lexi Smith, Layla Culpepper, Maya Richardson, Queen Ballard, and Zaria Peak. And Pike Road will call a timeout, and as they take a timeout, we'll take one of our own. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford of Wetumpka Sports Network.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Right, Kathy Thornton and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Hear the sound of the buzzer here. That timeout is over, and you've got about a three-year-old toddler out on the floor. She's out there. She's dancing. She's having a good time. I'm maybe not sure that a basketball game is underway, but you'll get off the court here, and we're ready for action back on the hardwood.
Never know, Mitch. Maybe she wants to grow up and be a professional basketball player.
Well, she's certainly getting an early start here. Probably just a couple of months, maybe just a year into walking, and she's dancing all over this hardwood. Now it'll be Patriots ball here coming out of the timeout. And they'll inbound it. Indians lead it 37-27 with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go here in the first half. And Lexi Smith gets a hand on that one, turnover, and tries to force the turnover, tries to save that ball from going out of bounds, won't be able to, and it'll
she
be another inbound for the Patriots.
She throws herself into the stands.
And I'm just hoping nobody throws themselves in a scorer's table and breaks my equipment. Layla Culpepper finds Lexi Smith, but won't get it to go. Queen Ballard, the offensive rebound, won't get it to go this time. Big, big bodies down low for the Indians as Culpepper goes for the three, and this time it's good. Indians lead it by 13 now.
And Culpepper, she's got to be proud of that one. You know, her first one of the night, she's been going at it, but that's got to feel good.
Feel good it does, I'm sure, as an air ball comes from number 15, Taylor Edwards, and momentum all going the way of the Indians.
And the Indians fans are just lighting the stands up here. Patriots gone dead silent, but the Indians just won't stop.
Now, officials will call a stoppage here real quick.
Lots of confusion here. Some think it went out on Culpepper. Others thought it went out on the Patriots, but...
And a pass from Richardson to Humphreys, just a little bit off the mark, as number 15, Taylor Edwards, will put up the shot, and she'll get fouled on that shot attempt going to the line. Chance to put some points on the board here for the Patriots after this Indians 5-0 run. Now Edwards getting ready to shoot her first. A little bit too short off that front edge of the rim. It'll bounce down into the hands of the official, and she'll get ready to shoot her second. A minute 52 seconds left to go here in quarter number three. And she'll make it that time. Indians lead it by 12 now, 40-28. Humphrey looking for somebody to inbound the ball to. She'll get it to Richardson. Patriots coming out in the full court press and trying to create a turnover here. And they'll get number 23, Emily Lee, for the reach-in foul. And there are so many people in this gym right now that you have about 20 to 30 people standing outside of the doors to the gym waiting to get in as people leave. I mean, I've never seen a high school gym this packed, and the size of that gym definitely contributes here a little bit. As Indians now in the bonus, Humphrey will go to the line with a one-and-one attempt. Or actually, sorry, she'll shoot both. And that one just a little bit off to the right. And lead will stay the same for the Indians. Coleman will come check into the game for Taylor Edwards on the Patriots side. Humphrey will get ready to shoot her second free throw of this trip to the line. Straight down the gut that time. Nothing but net. And Indians with 41-28 now. And a quick ball movement from Camille Moore, who puts it up and in for the Patriots. It cuts that lead to 11. Aaliyah finds Lexi Smith down low, but sails through the hands of Smith. And, man, when Humphrey passes that ball, she's got some juice on it.
She launches it, but a little bit upsetting for Smith, you know, wide open there. Had that three if she got it, but, you know, what's done is done, and just got to fix it next time.
Yeah, she'll probably want that one back, but it's all right. It's still the early season, and Indians leading by 11. They'll get Smith for the foul on that one, and... it'll be Moore heading to the line with her chance to earn some. And this time, just a little bit in and out. Bounces off the back of the rim, front of the rim, and then hits the hardwood. Second free throw from Moore. This time it goes down. Indians lead it by still double digits, but just 10 this time.
Patriots just can't seem to get it over that bump of 10.
Yeah, it seems to have been in the struggle place so far. And as
Aaliyah's just going to sit there.
Content maybe to let some of this time tick away here on the clock as a three from Smith. Just a little bit off the back edge, but another great showing on the offensive board from Culpepper, who gets it, and then the ball is poked out by a Patriot, number 22, London Coleman, and it'll roll out of bounds, and Indians will inbound it from their own side of the court.
Coach Winchester getting a little slipped up there, almost fell.
Now Culpepper fires this one across the floor over to Humphrey. Humphrey being guarded closely by... Indians with some good ball movement. Fine is an open. Richardson for three. This time a little bit too strong. And they'll call another foul on the Indians. This time, a couple of fans in the crowd saying they're straight up, but a foul will go on Humphrey. Humphrey with four fouls. She'll have to come out of the game. And Zaria Peek getting ready to check in for Humphrey. Now, Coleman makes her first shot on her trip to the charity stripe. Cuts the Indians' lead to 9 now, back down to single digits. Just under a minute, 54 seconds here to play in quarter number 3. Shooting her second, high shot in the air, and off that back edge of the rim. Rebound goes to the Indians, and Richardson coming the other way.
And Coach Wynn is going to put two bigs in here, Queen Ballard and Logan Banks, and makes you hope she's going to play some down low. Play some in the paint. You know, those 2 points are pretty easy to get, so let's hope to see that.
Ooh, and another slip comes by way of Pete. They'll say that she gets called on. They'll say that it was a foul, which it was, but also maybe a little bit of wetness on the court to address as well. See if they can maybe get that cleaned up in the break during the quarter.
And you know, that's a little scary looking. Went backwards, that ankle folded a little bit, and that's risking an ankle injury, and you never want to see that.
Now, ankle's probably one of the most important things to have working in your favor here on the hardwood. So definitely a little bit of a scary sight, but good to see that she got right up and seems to be perfectly okay. First free throw won't go down the hatch for her, but she'll have a chance to earn another one here.
And can she earn the 10-point lead back into double digits?
Now, Banks, this one a little bit too strong, but a great offensive rebound like we've talked about all game for this Indians team. They've done a great job on the offensive glass. And they'll find Ballard and passing around the top of the arc now. 23 seconds left to go in quarter number 3. Still doing some passing. A little bit of trouble with the ball has Richardson, but she passes it over to Ballard, who fires to Culpepper with a 3. Nothing but net this time. Second 3 of the quarter for Layla Culpepper, and bringing this Indians lead here to 12. 8 seconds to go here in the quarter. We'll see if the Patriots can get a shot off in time. They will. It's a 3 from Edwards. Won't go this time. Indians coming the other way, and buzzer sounds, and quarter number 3 is over. We've got one more left to play, and Indians lead it by 12. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Back now here in Pike Road, ready to get fourth quarter action underway. Indians lead it by 12, 44-32. And they'll come out of the timeout. Indians came out a little bit fired up.
Culpepper ending the third quarter with her bang out 3, another one to add to the stat chart, and she's got to be enjoying that.
Enjoying it, I'm sure she absolutely is. She's been on fire in this second half on both ends of the court. Now, Indians playing some tight defense here, trying to make Pike Road make something happen here, and they'll just get the ball out of bounds. They'll say it's off the hand of an Indian. And now, Taylor Edwards will get ready to inbound this ball, and she does to Moore. Now, some decent ball movement here from the Patriots, but that ball is poked out by Maya Richardson. Richardson coming the other way. We'll see if the Indians maybe slow things down on the offensive end of the floor here a little bit. They've got plenty of time to work with, and with no shot clock in high school basketball, you can definitely eat some time away off this clock and really try and protect this lead.
Go.
Now, Culpepper will inbound this one backwards onto the Patriots into the floor. Over to Richardson. Richardson finds Culpepper, who's wide open on the wing. Nothing but net again. That's three threes in a row.
From the same left wing, Mitch. Three.
It's safe to say she likes that spot, huh?
Absolutely.
And Mora comes the other way with a little 8-foot floater. Gets it to go down. But Indians still lead it by 13. 7 minutes and 10 seconds left to go in quarter number four.
The wing is just a great spot to shoot from.
Oh, I thought she might pull up for it that time. This time from down low, Lexi Smith, an Indian, showing here some of their shooting ability. That's back-to-back threes here to start this fourth quarter for the Indians.
They're going to make it half to 100.
You got a couple people here yelling for a travel, and they'll say it was a foul.
A little bit
on Lexi Smith.
A little bit of a slowdown there for the Indians, so let's hope they can keep this heat rolling. Humphrey's going to come back in, even with her four fouls.
Well, Humphrey has been a huge piece of this team in her sophomore year. She was a huge contributor as a freshman last season, so makes sense why Coach Winchester might want her out there, even knowing she's in a little bit of foul trouble. A good rebound from Ballard, who goes up and goes and gets it, and Culpepper working the other way, but she'll give the ball off to Richardson, who has seemed to have been the primary ball handler between her and Humphrey. Passes to Queen Ballard down on the low post, and they'll find Humphrey wide open on the wing. Won't get it to go this time. Offensive rebound from Ballard. Does a fantastic job there, and Culpepper firing from the other wing this time. Can't get it to go. Patriots ball, and they are working the other way. Coleman trying to go coast to coast, and she does.
And nobody there to stop her.
Yeah, Indians didn't get all the way back in time to really play and make a good defensive stand. And as Humphrey's pass goes out of bounds, and they'll still wait for a signal from the officials, see whose ball it is. And it'll still stay on with the Indians after saying it goes out on a Patriots player.
And Mitch, you just know that's how Humphrey is a dominant player. She comes down to the right corner and gets triple team swarmed. So obviously she's got it going for her, and these Patriots don't want her to keep going.
And maybe trying to force maybe a little bit of a turnover with that trap and that pressure. Culpepper getting ready to inbound this one again. And now Pike Rose coach is not thrilled about that call. He's talking to the official. And the call is still the same, still in the hand of the Indians. Still displeased with the call, but they find an open Queen Ballard down low, who catches, turns around, and puts it up. Indians lead it 52-36 with 6 minutes even to go in this fourth quarter. Indians come out hot offensively to start this fourth quarter, and Patriots still looking for maybe a little momentum of their own. Taylor Edwards looking for some room. She drives down into the free throw line and finds an open Hayden Scott, who hits a little reverse layup. A nice shot from Scott there to cut this Indians lead to 14. Now Richardson, again with his ball, moving the other way. Culpepper thought she might pull up from the wing, but finds a low, Kim Ballard in the low post, kicking around the top of the yard. And boom, a deep three from Maya Richardson. You can see the shot-making ability there. About 5 foot from beyond the arc, she pulls up and hits nothing but the net.
Patriots are going to call a timeout here.
That Patriots will take a timeout, and as they take a timeout, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here now in a pipe. Pike Road, Alabama. Indians lead it by 17, 55-38 here as the Patriots get ready to inbound this one after their own timeout. Now looking for some room all over the place are the Patriots, but some tight defense being played by this Indians team right now. Edwards thought about pulling it from three, won't get it to go, and ball will go off the hand of Meyer Richardson, and they'll get a chance to inbound this one again.
Indians are just playing a great game tonight, Mitch. 55-38, and I think they're wanting that 20-point lead here. They kind of want to make a mark from last season's playoff game against Pike Road, and they want to shoot it straight back out.
Yeah, you definitely see it, maybe a little bit of that revenge factor coming in, but a three from the Patriots by way of Camille Moore goes down, and it'll cut this Indians lead back to 15. 4 minutes, 44 seconds to go here in this one. Patriots playing some tight defense, but Indians have really good ball movement now, finding and creating space. Culpepper thought about pulling up for three. She hesitates, finds her way through traffic, and a little jumper from about 22 feet won't go down this time, but steal from Aaliyah Humphrey, and her miss is caught in the arms of Richardson, who passes it down low to Smith. They'll call a foul on the play, and Smith will go to the free throw line. Indians will take a quick timeout here, and we'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home. With affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region, Central Alabama Community College helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you and central to your success. Back now here in Pike Road, Indians lead it by 14, 55-41. The Indians lead. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left to go here in this fourth quarter and the game. Still a packed house here. Haven't seen many bodies leave the gym. Only more come in. As Smith is looking for some room to go. And great pass over to find an open Richardson. And
Smith is just sitting there in the corner wide open waiting for a shot. But I think these Lady Indians are just going to run the clock down a lot here.
Yeah, doing a lot of passing right here and a good job at it. Humphrey gets trapped on the two, but finds Smith down low, who goes for the little reverse shot off the back glass. Won't get it to go this time, but a good job by the Indians. Knocked about 40 seconds off the clock there. 3 minutes and 52 seconds left to go in this one. Patriots are going to need to score, and they're going to need to score quickly if they want to get back into this one. And that's not going to help. A turnover goes off the hands of number 15, Taylor Edwards, and it'll be Indians ball yet again. Humphrey will pass this one over to Richardson, who's been the primary ball handler here tonight. Richardson gets that ball poked out, but it'll stay on the Indians' possession.
Coach Rogers assisting the Lady Indians seems to be a little upset by that. And they're just going to continue to hold that ball. Culpepper could have had the shot, but smart play is to just hold it here.
Doing a great job of moving the ball around now. Culpepper thought about that shot once again. Won't go. She might pull it this time. Never mind, because she gets closed out on, but finds an open Maya Richardson about 3 feet beyond the arc and just a little bit too strong. Won't get it to go that time. Patriots trying to find some movement here on the quick break. Edwards will go under, and she'll put it up and in. Patriots with 43 now, Indians with 55. And we get a timeout on the floor by way of the Patriots. And we'll keep it here, right here, actually, as we kind of look towards the end of this game. Indians lead it by 12. Chandler, your thoughts so far, and what do the Indians need to do to close this one out?
Well, Mitch, I think the Indians need to continue what they're doing. Lockdown defense, hold the ball. I mean, really, all they have to do is sit over at half court. I mean, last year, you saw it best. Aaliyah Humphrey, she does it all the time. She knows what she's doing when she plays this game. And so as long as they continue to hold the ball and just make sure Pike Road doesn't get any easy buckets, this is going to stay at least double-digit game.
And stay a double-digit game, it might, but Indians probably be feeling pretty good here. Only 3 minutes left to go in this fourth quarter, and they are leading by 12. Officials will blow the whistle, and Patriots get ready to come back out on the floor, as do the Lady Indians. Lady Indians adorned in all black here with the gold trim around their uniforms. Patriots in all white with navy blue numbers with red trim. Now, inbounding the ball for the Indians will be Layla Culpepper this time. Has been Humphrey so far. And after catching the pass, Richardson passes it right back to Culpepper. And Lexi Smith with the rock now. And she'll pass it down low. Over. And that one will be a turnover on the Indians. Coming the other way on the fast break is 15, Taylor Edwards. And Edwards, again, on the fast break, puts it back up and cuts this lead to 10. Patriots starting to show a little bit of momentum here, coming out in that full court press, trying to get some stops here early. The ball is just about intercepted, ripped out of the hands of Maya Richardson. But that ball will come back to the Indians. They'll inbound it here from the baseline. Substitution comes onto the floor. Aaliyah Humphrey will come into the game as Lexi Smith will come and check out.
And Mitch, as I just said, you know, we don't want these easy plays, and we just let them get easy layup. And the Indians also just almost risked another easy play. But Logan is just going to throw up a two and bounce it straight back at him.
Yeah, great floater there from Logan Banks. Shot it from about 15 feet right at the free throw line. As number two, Camille Moore, will get called for the travel on the play, much to the dismay of this Pike Road Patriots defense and crowd. Yeah, you can hear the boos coming out a little bit now. Definitely not happy with that call, as you see some Patriots waving their arms up, signaling for the crowd to continue that noise. Now Banks is going to get called out in the same side.
You know, Mitch, honestly, I'm a little confused with that travel call, too. Seemed like she was a little bit on that pivot foot there. Maybe she slipped up a little bit and called a travel, but as far as I could see, it remained clean.
Well, it needs to lead it by 12 with just 2 minutes to go in this one. They'll pass that ball all the way back to Humphrey, but two Patriots ready to greet her on the other side of half court.
And she'll just
draw a foul right there. And great job by Humphrey to run straight into the contact.
Great flop there, making it look like it was a lot more serious than it actually was.
Sorry, how many timeouts they got? What's up there?
2 minutes and 5 seconds left to go in this one. Culpepper ready to inbound it. Just gets the ball back from the official. And this one will go all the way back over to Richardson. She's got to hustle for it a little bit to make sure it doesn't go out of bounds, but nothing too serious. Richardson coming the other way and passes over to Humphrey. Humphrey standing right in the front of the half-court line. And it's just going back and forth between the two. That ball is intercepted by Moore, who puts it up and in. Moore with the last 6 points here for the Patriots cuts this lead back down to 10, trying to make things a little bit more exciting as we close out this one. Now Culpepper avoids all of the people in the trap, tries to pass. And now officials upset that there wasn't a travel called on Culpepper there. And Humphrey closely guarded by two. Indians still taking their time here. Would like to see them get a shot up. Richardson finds Humphrey. Humphrey passes it down to Banks, who finds Queen Ballard wide open on the low post. Can't get it to go this time. Indians still lead it by 10, but just a minute and 14 seconds left to go. Good defense from Culpepper with a shot. Goes up and in for the Patriots, and foul called on the play. A chance for a three-point play and an opportunity for the Patriots to cut the Indians' lead to just 7. A little bit of late-game magic here coming for the Patriots.
Patriots are just going insane. These fans are almost jumping out the student section, you know. A little worried for some of them, you know. Some of them could fall and could lead to injury. But, hey, getting excited is something you're going to see in these games.
Excited they are right now. Things are going well for the Patriots. Chance for an and-one opportunity. You can hear some banging around us as the Indians trying to make some noise, and it successfully does disrupt the Patriots shooter.
Smith is getting trapped up here.
Great pass from Smith to find Logan Banks, and good movement here from the Indians. Culpepper going for a deep two. Goes up for the shot, looking for maybe the foul there, but doesn't get it. Patriots coming the other way. And a travel coming on number 15, Taylor Edwards. Thought she had some help. Looked around. There was nobody there, and her foot slips. She'll get called for the travel. 52 seconds left to go here.
Edwards seemed to have been wanting a foul call there. Didn't get it, and just kind of gave up.
A strong offensive rebound for Queen Ballard after the Banks missed, and she puts it up and in, and that might be the dagger here for the Patriots. Indians lead it back by 10 with just 39 seconds left to go. If the Patriots are going to make something happen, they need to start making it happen here quickly.
And number 5 for the Patriots seemed to take a tumble, kind of pulling at her leg here. Still is pulling at her calf. It looks like she could be having a minor cramp here.
Staying on the court, though, is Ashley Lee, number 5. As she'll get ready, the Camille Moore will bring it down the other way. Tries to find an outlet over on the edge on Sheree Morton. And they'll call a foul on number 10, Maya Richardson. At the line to shoot this one for the Patriots is number 2, Camille Moore, who is the leading scorer on this Patriots team so far tonight.
And it looks like 00 for the Pike Road Patriots is going to come in for a last-minute sub. First, got to wait for that first shot.
First shot here coming from Moore. Indians lead it by 10. 33 seconds left to go in the half. And that's one the Patriots will want back. It's just a little bit too strong off the back rim.
Double zero is going to take 15's position.
And that would be Zoe Render at double zero checking into the game. Don't see double zero here too often. And I'm a big fan of that number.
Absolutely. If you know, it's a great number.
If you know anything about me, you know I love double numbers. Anyway, here we go. Coming the other way was Camille Moore, who stole the inbound and cuts his Indians lead to just 7. Indians will take a timeout here. A little bit of confusion here going on. Thought Coach Winchester had called the timeout, but the officials will say, nope, we're just going to go ahead and retry this thing.
Refusing the Indians a timeout here, Coach Rogers does not look any happy about that at all.
Looking for a chance to inbound it, and they do get it over, and they'll call a timeout. Rightfully so this time. Got to wait for the ball to get inbounded. Indians lead it by 7, 59-52, with just 22 seconds left to go here in quarter number 4. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
Here in Pike Road, Alabama, but we are back here with 22.1 seconds left to go. Indians lead it by 7, and they're inbounding from the Patriots baseline.
Patriots don't seem too worried, although down by 7 with only 22 seconds left. Almost seem to have a spark of hope, confidence, which is never too bad to have, even with games like this, you know. Anything is possible.
Oh, and then they'll call a timeout on the floor. The officials do. So we'll keep it right here as we figure out what's going on the floor timeout. It's talking about some things right now, but as they're talking about it, we'll talk about some floor of our own. Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, Precision Floor Care delivers precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. Now timeout on the floor here. Indians are ready to get this one back going as Coach Winchester gives some words of encouragement here to her team, to Maya Richardson and Logan Banks. Officials have not resumed play here, but the Indians are ready to get this one rolling. Now running a little bit behind schedule is this one. Men's game was slated to start at 7:30, but here we are at 7:51 with the girls' game still underway.
And it's going to seem like all these fans are going to be going home a little late tonight.
Going home a little bit late, they might be, as Humphrey looks for someone to pass to. Nobody was there, and it'll be a turnover on the Indians, a costly one with a chance for the Patriots. With a chance for the Patriots here to maybe make a dent in this Indians lead.
Now, this truly is a two-possession game if they can get a three-ball and one here. So
yeah, but if they're going to do it, they got to do it quickly. A time ticking away here as the Indians are playing some very tight defense, and they'll call a foul on Queen Ballard, who is not happy about that one. And so the Patriots will go to the line, chance to shoot two free throws. Make it. If they make both, it's still a five-point game. What do you do?
Do you... Here, Mitch, I'm thinking maybe you make the first, but an intentional miss on the second would probably be smart. But it's looking like number 10 isn't wanting to make any right now with her hand hurting is what it looks like. But, hey, tell me I'm wrong because she just absolutely drained that first one.
Yeah, now that first one did Hayden Scott. Now chance to shoot a second one here. Indians have been really good so far on the offensive and defensive glass, and they won't make the intentional miss, and Hayden Scott cuts the lead to 5 with the 2 free throws, and Queen Ballard receives the inbound pass, and they pass it back over to Humphrey. Humphrey looking for someone to go to, and she'll take a hard foul, jumped in the air to get that pass off, and she'll take a hard foul, but she'll go to the line with a chance to add those 2 points right back here for the Indians.
Hard tumble there. Something you don't want to see. You know, I've been saying it all night. I'll say it again. When any player goes down like that, it's a little scary, you know. Maybe you're going for a certain team, but you never want to see an injury because who does?
Now, injuries are never good no matter how they come about. And as we speak on that, Humphrey will go to the line, chance to extend this Indians lead to 6. That one looks like it was good there almost all the way through, but just a little bit too strong off the glass. And now Layla Culpepper coming over here to get some coaching from this Lady Indian staff. And Humphrey will make the second one, adds that 6-point lead, but just 9.6 seconds left to go here in this one. Patriots are looking for some room, and they're going to have to get a 3 up, and they're going to have to get it up quickly, and they won't. They're looking for a man down low, and they're going to call a kick ball on the Patriots. It'll be the Indians' ball. They just got to successfully inbound this one with 2.9 seconds on the clock, and they will be ready to walk out of here with a season-opening win. And they'll chuck it all the way down low, and that goes right into the hand of the Patriots. And Patriots get a shot up at the buzzer. Doesn't matter. Indians will take home the victory, 60-54, and end their revenge from last season. The team that ended the Indian season last season gets off to a rocky start, and the Indians bring home a win to start this one off.